Hello and welcome to Fruitcast, the official Fruit Logistica podcast brought to you by Fruitnet. My name is Mike Knowles and I'm speaking to you live from Berlin at Fruit Logistica, the world's leading fresh produce trade show. Now, in this episode, we're going to be talking about shipping. We're going to be asking, can shipping lines stay cool and go green? We're talking to one of the world's leading shipping lines about the challenges they face when transporting fresh produce around the world. How can they ensure that they have the resilience needed to withstand the world's economic and geopolitical headwinds, but also be sustainable from an environmental perspective and help to grow the fruit and vegetable business? Well, I'm very, very pleased that we have with me the Director of Global Reefer Management at Hapag-Lloyd, and that's Clemens Holtz. Clemens, thanks so much for joining us on Fruitcast.
Thank you, and nice that I'm here, and it's good to be back in Berlin at Fruit Logistica this year.
Are you enjoying the fair so far? I know you've been very busy already.
Yeah, it's day number one, and so far the turn-up and the engagement with customers was fantastic. So if that continues over the next 2 days, we will be very happy about that.
That's really good to hear. Now listen, Clemens, what would you say is the single biggest challenge right now for companies like Hapag-Lloyd when it comes to shipping fresh fruit and vegetables around the world?
Yeah, Mike, very good question. I think the overarching biggest challenge in our industry is schedule reliability and on-time delivery. That is in the scale of between 50 to 60% and has been quite a pain point and a cost driver for us as an industry.
And there must be other headwinds that you face as well. I know there's lots of economic and geopolitical and environmental concerns that you have. What impacts are those kind of things having on your business?
There's generally a lot of going on. To take one, the US administration with the tariffs, that can have an impact on global trade, including our industry. And this can turn out that cargo flows and trades will shift, demands will shift, and that is what we need to manage.
Yeah, so there's a lot of noise, as there is around this studio. There's a lot of noise around your business, but you're not sitting idly by, you're rising to those challenges. What are you doing to tackle some of those things? Can you give us some examples of the steps you're taking to maintain those vital fresh produce trade routes?
Yeah. One good example, I think, is the situation we had since 2023 in the Suez Canal, routing being shifted towards Cape of Good Hope. From a shipping line perspective, that meant we need to redeploy our ships and our services around the Cape of Good Hope. And that, of course, meant as well that we have to deploy more tonnage, we have to deploy more equipment to still maintain basically the reliability in our industry.
Yeah, and you're also investing in technology as well. So technology plays a huge part in what you're doing. What kind of advances can the fresh produce business expect from reefer shipping in the next few years?
Yeah, I think what the industry can expect is that the transparency and visibility on the cold chain with tools and technologies like remote monitoring will continue to evolve and develop. Hapag-Lloyd is one of the leaders in terms of providing that visibility, and what we can do for customers is to basically improve our own operations while have good visibility on ports, ships, etc., but also providing customers with the capability to see and monitor exceptions, which addresses their needs to be on top of their supply chains as well.
Okay. Now, it's a huge business, fruit and vegetables. There's so much of it shipped around the world. But if you had to choose one part of the world and one product that you think is the most exciting opportunity for growth in this business, what would that be?
I think this is a very famous topic a lot of people talk about, and this is the Chilean cherries. A very short 10-week season between December and into January, where a massive volume of cherries is being exported to China. And that, I think, is one of the most exciting yet challenging opportunities we have in our industry.
Okay, so there's great pressure on you to get that right, but the potential rewards for you and indeed your customers are very, very good.
Yes, exactly. And there's one maybe interesting note as well. This year was the first time that cold treatment was a requirement for the cherries into China. Mm. That also required additional technologies being deployed, more visibility on cold treatment for our customers as well.
Okay, and you stepped up and delivered that, we hope, and that's what the business is looking for. Okay, Clemens, thank you so much for joining us. Where are you off to next in Fruit Logistica? What are you going to go and see?
We are here in Hall 26 with our own booth, and we'll have to head back to meet with customers and learn more and talk about solutions, and I'm looking forward to that.
Well, Clemens, listen, thank you so much for taking time out of that busy schedule talk to us, to talk to our audience, and we look forward to seeing you again very soon. You've been listening to Fruitcast, the official Fruit Logistica podcast brought to you by FruitNet. For more great episodes, subscribe to Fruitcast in your favorite podcast player, and don't forget to visit fruitlogistica.com for more information about the world's leading fresh produce trade show. Goodbye for now.